You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Those otters, the fires of hell. Inside, do come out.
Are you sure it's safe?
Oh, you're such a nervous little chap, aren't you?
Sorry.
Oh, no, my poor fellow. It's me who should be apologising. It's so easy for me to forget what a wretched ordeal you must have been having in that Dalek death camp.
It was. But I'm so grateful you came and saved me.
Oh, think nothing of it.
Yes? Why did you save me?
Compassion. Pure and simple.
No. I mean, why did you save me? There were so many others. Thousands, but you chose me, and me alone.
Yes. Well, that's a very astute question, Inslaw.
It is?
Yes, indeed.
What was that?
That? Oh, I expect it's what they call a Druldathian dragon.
Dragon?
Yes, this is the planet Druldathian, after all.
Why have we come here?
Well, to find a dragon, actually.
Why? It sounds very close.
Oh, yes, I imagine it is. They're very sensitive to vibrations. And this one probably made a beeline for us the moment it heard my TARDIS land.
Oh. Are these dragons dangerous?
Lethal. Mind you, I don't know why they call them dragons. I mean to say, they don't breathe fire or anything of that sort.
Is that what dragons are meant to do?
According to the mythology of planet Earth, yes.
I don't know anything about Earth.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, these dragons simply inject their victims full of a lethal venom by means of a tongue that acts as a sort of spear. Very nasty. And the venom is so strong that it almost instantly disintegrates most life forms. Except Time Lords. I'm a Time Lord. Yes, the Druldathian dragon venom can have a very interesting effect on Time Lord physiology. And Ensardians, too.
I am an Ensardian.
Yes. The only one I could find in that Dalek death camp, in fact.
I see.
Do you? You know, I don't think you do see, Inslaw. I don't think you see at all. But I do think you're about to.
We must get away!
No, it's all right. It's all right, Inslaw. Hold firm. Don't run. Don't shove it your back. Face it. That's it. Be brave, my little fellow. Show it your bravest face.
Will that help?
Not really. No, not at all, in fact. Yarrow, do shut up. Excuse me if I don't check for a donor card. I'll simply assume your compliance, shall I? Yes, that's probably best. You see, my poor, ill-fated Inslaw, I've received a call, a very special call, and now I know that everything is about to begin.
TARDIS Squadron Pride Initia to Sector Control, reporting total success. The Dalek fleet has been wiped out. The Kaljaxan maneuver worked perfectly.
Congratulations, Lamarius. There's only a small ground force of Daleks on Vectin IV to deal with. The human assault division there is well placed to defeat them.
It should be an easy victory. They outnumber and outgun the Dalek force.
Agreed. Which must be a relief to you, your family being there.
Yes. Yes. I'm taking the squadron there now. We can assist the humans in the reinforcement of their defenses to guard against the next wave of... Oh! What the hell was that?
Pride Initia? Lamarius. Lamarius, we're getting severe temporal distortion readings. A time destructor has been detonated. Do you need me?
No. No! Get me Planet Vectin 4 of the space-time scope!
Right away, ma'am.
How the hell did that happen? How the hell did they let that happen?
Squadron leader, we're getting reports of...
Yes? What? What went wrong?
Some kind of communications breakdown. The human division, they...
Tell me!
They never received the coordinate location of the Dalek force on Vectin. So they took a guess and got it wrong. It gave the Daleks time to detonate a time destructor.
Prana, Selian, God. Prepare time decay torpedo.
What? But...
That was a direct order. Get me the target parameters, I'll set them myself.
But...
Do it!
Time decay torpedo now prepared and ready to fire. You have the parameters on your screen.
Squadron leader, you
Not
can't...
Not your responsibility!
But the parameters you've set... I'm sorry, but I have to inform
Not
you...
Not interested! Prepare to fire!
They transgress the laws of time! We can't...
My family is down there! My wife and child! And just because some stupid human makes a mistake, I... Parameters set. Firing.
We cannot do this.
Watch me. Now!
You have been paralyzed.
Is my family safe? Prana and Selian...
No. They were beyond saving.
I could have saved them. That torpedo I launched...
We stopped it.
Then you killed them. You killed everyone on that planet. You killed my family.
The Daleks killed them.
And I was reversing that.
Using a time decay torpedo in that way...
Would have removed the planet from space-time, which would have stopped that Dalek bomb from detonating. Then we could have mounted a rescue operation. I could have saved them.
You would have broken the laws of time and damaged the fabric of reality to rescue the ones you love.
Yes! Wouldn't you?
The question is irrelevant. There are unspoken rules in this time war.
You sicken me.
Not even the Daleks have attempted reckless retro-engineering of space-time events.
This is total war. You can't play by some rulebook as though this were just a game.
Even the Daleks, ruthless as they are, recognize the catastrophic danger of tearing open reality.
Let me out of here! You have no right to hold me. I'm the best squadron leader you've got.
You have transgressed our most sacred laws. You have been tried and sentenced to dematerialization.
I haven't been tried. There was no trial.
The evidence was absolute and irrefutable. The verdict, certain.
Then do it. Go on, dematerialize me. You were happy enough to kill all those humans on that planet, to kill my family! How many more of us will have to die while you sit back and let the Daleks win? You're the reason we're losing. You're the reason the Daleks will win this war. You'll never win. You're condemning the Time Lords and the whole of the cosmos to destruction.
Ah! me. She was a noisy one, wasn't she?
Transduction in progress, Master.
Don't call me that.
Sorry. Coordinator, Narvin.
Make sure she ends up in that containment tube.
What?
I know. All a bit confusing, isn't it?
Am I?
No, you're not dead. Do you feel dead? I suppose you might feel a bit dead.
What?
The dematerialization beams probably did singe your molecules somewhat, but don't worry. They won't have caused any lasting damage. Kraslis, is the cryo process prepared?
Nearly ready, Master. Coordinator.
Good.
I wasn't dematerialized.
You should have been. By all that's commonly held to be sacred in Time Lord lore, you deserve to be.
You saved me.
Oh, please, don't get carried away, Lamarius. What I did was expedient.
What's this tube thing you've got me in?
Well, if we're all very lucky, it'll be your final resting place forever.
You saved me just to trap me in here.
Possibly. But don't worry about it. We're going to freeze you, so you won't know anything about it. Existence will simply stop for you, completely painless.
Why?
Because what you did was unsavory, shall we say.
Unsavory enough to carry the death penalty?
Well, quite. For the moral majority.
The High Council of Time Lords, you mean? Then who are you?
Just someone who foresees desperate times ahead. Do you regret what you did?
No.
And if I let you out of there, would you do it again?
Without hesitation.
I might have need of someone consumed with unrepentant rage.
How about I smash my way out of here and break your neck?
Could you do that?
If you tried hard enough.
Well, then you better freeze it right away, Kraslis.
Right away.
Quickly now. Yes. There you are, Lamarius. In my pocket. For later. Perhaps.
Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Hear me. This is a final plea to you all. Death is... Oh! Eating my soul. My journey is at an end. So please, I beg of you from the bottom of my heart. Please, grant me a final resting place. With full Time Lord honors. I repent my sins. I am broken. Have pity on me. Have pity on the Master.
Narvin here. Yes? You've isolated his signal.
I've shut it off.
Finally. Make sure you keep it that way.
You could have called, Narvin.
All comms were blocked, Madam President.
Oh, I see. Yes. Do you think he did that on purpose?
Do I think the Master deliberately transmitted his alleged dying wishes, repeating on a wide enough bandwidth to block all transmissions on Gallifrey? Oh, yes. I should think so, ma'am.
But you've blocked him now.
Just a moment ago, yes.
Well done. So what do you suggest?
Issue denials. Say it was a Dalek propaganda attack on our information networks, and that we've overcome it and made further such attacks impossible.
Interesting.
Interesting?
I take it the Master's TARDIS is on its way.
We're scanning for it now. No sign yet. Even when he was working for us, he proved elusive.
Do you think his call was genuine?
Do I think he's gone all sentimental about his home planet in his dying moments? It seems unlikely.
What do you intend to do with him when you spot his TARDIS?
Deal with him.
Deal? And how?
However I see fit!
You think it appropriate to shout at your president, Narvin? You are, after all, only acting coordinator of the Celestial Intervention Agency.
Now listen to me, Livia. There are things I do in the prosecution of this war...
Please don't breathe all over me, Narvin. I am your president.
Things that I think it's best you don't know about. And if you did know about them, you would never sleep again.
I could have you removed forcibly from my chamber. You do realize that.
There are many things you could do, Madam President. But you won't do them. If you want us to win this war... Or at least, at the very least, survive it. Am I making myself a little clearer?
Are you threatening me?
With defeat. If you don't allow me to do my job, yes.
The people of Gallifrey need a morale boost. A martyr to our cause might be just what we need.
The master? Oh, don't make me laugh.
I'm serious. A renegade who turned his back on his past misdemeanors to give his all for Time Lord victory. I think it has a certain appeal.
The last thing we should do is glorify such a rule-breaker. He flouted every law we hold dear. He spat in the face of our glorious heritage. If we were to bury him with full honours in some hallowed tomb with all the ceremony and respect that goes with that, then...
Yes?
We would be vastly underestimating that man's guile.
But if he truly is dying, if he truly were to be dead...
Even if he is dead, I don't trust him. Yes.
The Master's TARDIS is approaching the transduction barrier.
Wait for my command.
Your command?
What's it to be, Madam President? Will you trust me? Or the Master?
What is... A TARDIS?
Rouse yourself, Krasmus!
What's going on?
I've had this TARDIS diverted directly here. It's been fully scanned. No life signs whatsoever. He's definitely dead. Apparently.
Dead? Who?
The Master.
The Master?
Yes, I thought that would impress you.
The Master?
The dead Master. Stone cold dead. But I still don't trust him.
Why have you brought him here?
His being dead isn't enough for me. I want every atom of his body shredded and burnt. You understand me?
Yes, I understand.
Krasmus, do I detect a little bit of anti-hero worship going on here?
I have heard tell of his exploits.
Which end here today.
How?
Dematerialization's too good for him. And with his scientific expertise, I can imagine he might have a trick or two up his sleeve.
Like what?
How should I know? But what we need is something basic, something violent and primitive. And that's why I thought of you, Krasmus.
Oh, thank you.
Have you got anything in that dungeon of a laboratory of yours that might fit the bill?
Let me think.
Oh, come on, don't be shy. Come on, what is it?
I think you're going to like it.
You better hope I do. What is it?
The infernal toxicant.
Must admit, I do like the sound of that. What does it do?
It will burn him from the face of reality. Every particle, every scintilla of Artron energy will die in its flames. He will be no more.
You better go and get it then. Place is wrecked.
I think I see him.
Where?
Over here!
Be careful, you're not armed. Wait until I get there. So, there you are, eh? I wonder what happened to you.
Why did you do that?
Just testing. You can never be too sure.
You are satisfied he's dead.
Let's drag him out and get him on the slab. Come on. Right. Inject that stuff into him.
You'd better stand back.
Was it dangerous?
And the clue is in the name. The Infernal Toxicant.
Oh, yes, I suppose so. Right. All right, Get on with it. Is that it?
Yes.
I thought you said he was dick. Oh, the heat!
They say the infernal toxicant makes our body scream with the torments of hell itself.
Superstitious nonsense. Stench!
And the odors of Hades.
Yes, all right. I get the picture. How long is this going to take, Krasnus?
Many hours. Perhaps days, Master.
I told you not to call me that.
Sorry, but it will take a long time.
And you better stay with him. It. I have seen him. Smelled enough to satisfy me. Looks like the body's already totally disintegrated.
Yes, he is gone. Gone forever. But the fire burns on. On and on!
Yes, all right. Just let me know when it's out, will you? I'll be in my office.
To the flames rise, rise, rise in victory.
Yes.
Well, Narvin. Actually, you don't look well. What happened?
It's nothing. Nothing. Madam President, I can confirm. I am satisfied. I have witnessed the Master's final and utter destruction.
I could rely on you, Krasnus.
Yes, Master.
I do so love to hear those beautiful words. Well, I must say, it's a bit of a relief it all paid off.
I knew you would return as you said you would, Master.
Thank you for the call. By the way, I don't mind telling you that finding that wretched dragon was more of a challenge than I'd anticipated. And injecting its venom into myself was, I would say, infinitely more painful than I'd been led by you to believe.
A thousand apologies, my master.
Still, I forgive you. Because here I am, back from the dead. And the highest authorities on Gallifrey believe me to be utterly, utterly destroyed. Very satisfying. It's what I like to think of as perfect long-term planning.
Yes, Master.
Did you use up all the Panthac weed extract?
Oh, all of it, Master.
And please tell me you remembered to call it the infernal toxicant when you told Narvin about it.
I did, Master.
I wish I'd seen his face when you utter those words. For all their stuffiness, the Time Lords love a melodramatic name, don't they? Bless them. So, this is your little hovel, is it? In the bowels of the capital.
My humble abode, Master.
Well, you told me to find somewhere no one would notice me.
Yes, it's perfectly ghastly, isn't it? Still, can't hang around here for the rest of the Time War, can we?
You have other duties for me to perform, Master?
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. So, do come closer, Krasnus. Closer.
That's right. Let the official record show that the Master returned to Gallifrey in secret and died of his wounds.
Understood, Acting Coordinator.
And that information is to be rated with the highest security classification. Bury it deep. We don't want any of his warped acolytes coming out of the woodwork in search of their martyred messiah. That is all. Who is that? Answer me!
Good grief, what are you doing up here? I told you never to rise to the upper levels. Your place is down in the cloisters, Krasilis. Now,
but
get out of here now!
Oh.
Don't call me that! What do you think the President would say if she saw a groveling underclass worm like you in my office?
I must tell you.
Just go!
It concerns the Master!
What? Oh, but keep your voice down and come in. Now, tell me what all this is about.
In the Master's TARDIS.
Yes? What? In the Master's TARDIS?
So, well, when the body had evaporated, I thought I should check his TARDIS. I was looking through his confidential files.
Confidential files? He had confidential files?
In the heart of his TARDIS, yes.
And?
I decrypted them.
Huh. Clever. So, what did you find?
I'm not sure, but...
Oh, get to the point, Krasilis.
Something about the anti-genesis codes? The...
Anti-genesis codes?
Yes. Does it mean anything to you? I think it said he had them. I thought it sounded important.
Important? I must...
What is that?
Top secret. You haven't seen this. Do you understand me? If you mention this to anyone, I will have you dematerialized without trial. Is that clear?
Yes, I think it is.
We're in this together, my sniveling friend. So you'd better come with me.
Where?
This is an emergency matrix portal activator. And if I just...
The Matrix? You can enter the Matrix from your office?
As acting coordinator of the Celestial Intervention Agency, I've made it my business to muster every resource within my grasp. I knew that this would come in handy one day.
You did?
Access to the sum total of Time Lord knowledge and consciousness. Bit of an odd question to ask, Krasilis.
And you want us both to enter the Matrix because of these, anti-genesis codes.
Without delay. I take it you have your handy little toolkit on you?
I am never without it.
I've noticed. Come on.
Is it safe?
We'll be safe for any of us if we don't go in. Now, come on!
This is the Matrix!
The Matrix can be anything we design it to be. And this specially partitioned section is particularly hostile, by design. Now, if memory serves, you have an etheric beam locator in that toolkit of yours. Am I right?
Well, yes,
well,
but...
give it to me, quickly, man! Now then.
It's located something!
This way, I think. Follow me!
Not until you tell me what these anti-genesis codes are!
Getting a little bold, aren't we, Krasilis? If I were to tell you anything about the anti-genesis codes, your life would be forfeit. Make the smart choice. Continue to do as you're told, you'll live a little longer.
Very well!
Right! Follow me!
Diary entry. And so the war continues. I know many here in the bunker have begun to believe it will never end. I don't blame them. Each man and woman must believe whatever they must. I have given up challenging them. They cling to their misery as though it were the last vestige of their instinct to survive. I dare not tell them that I do see an end to it. But it's an idea forming in my mind. Something I cannot fully grasp yet. But I know it's there. A way to bring some meaning to the emptiness of all the suffering and destruction we've endured. A way not only for us to survive, but to triumph!
I can't go on!
You must! We have to! Now get up!
But if it's you who designed this section of the Matrix to be hostile, can't you override it in some way?
No one can override it! It's the only way to protect the anti-genesis codes!
But if the Master already has these codes, can't you have the defenses shut down?
They only shut down if the codes are removed!
Then He hasn't taken them!
That's what it looks like!
So why are we here? Why are we bothering?
Because with the Master, you could never be quite sure. Now get up!
What's that sound? Is that the storm?
No! Something worse. Much worse. I hope we'd avoided them. Get behind me!
You're going to fight them off with just one phaser!
It's all we have! Now get down!
Enter. Madam President.
What is it, Catalan?
There's been a Matrix breach.
Where? How?
Acting Coordinator Narvin's office.
He gained access to the Matrix. In his office?
We were not aware of the portal, Your Excellency. It seems he had it activated under the CIA's Emergency Wartime Powers Protocol.
I didn't even know such a protocol existed.
I confess, neither did I, Madam President, but apparently it does.
What's he doing in there?
We don't know, but he's entered one of the partitioned sectors.
Partitioned?
For absolute security, when the Time Wars began, several sectors were created to protect our greatest secrets.
Show me this sector.
On your screen now, Excellency.
This sector?
Indeed, Madam President.
There are no temporal anchors in there. The time factor isn't synchronous with reality.
Our readings show he entered approximately 1.2 seconds ago.
But to him, it may seem like an eternity.
How are you today, old friend?
We've never been friends.
Perhaps. But we are old. How long have we been here?
Doesn't matter.
The old woman in the dry fruit store up there says she remembers us coming here when she was a girl.
I remember her. She healed our wounds.
Wounds? From the gulls?
No. No, not the gulls. The sand beasts.
Run, Kresless! Run! Ah, it's got me! Help!
You saved me that day. As you did on many others.
You've changed.
Have I?
Over the years. Something different about you.
We all change.
Not me. You've forgotten why we're here.
Have I?
It's all just part of the...
The what?
Forgotten. It's not you. It's me who's they want us to forget. They want us to forget why we're here.
Who wants us to forget? old friend.
I don't know.
Oh, don't cry. Don't cry, Marvin. Don't lose hope. The Time Lord would never forgive you.
Time Lords. Yes, that's it. The Time Lords.
But who are they?
They created this place. They want to stop us from...
These Time Lords want to stop us from doing something?
We came here to find something. Yes, that's it. No, not just that. To make sure of something.
Make sure?
To make sure it was still here. No, not it. They? Oh, I can't remember.
Then they've succeeded.
No! This isn't real. I deny it! This is the computation matrix!
You've done it. You've beaten them.
Yes. Beaten. Oh, what's that?
Marvin, what's the matter? I can't hear you. Can you speak up?
How long, Doctor?
How long?
I'm so cold.
Cold?
Cold. How long until I...
You can't give up, Marvin. For pity's sake, man, you can't give up.
Too late. Too late. We've been in here too long. And I have no regenerations left.
Marvin, listen to me. Can you hear my voice?
What?
Look out of that window there. There, behind you, look! Look! And what is that? Is it a mirage? What's the matter? What's so funny?
There! Ostentatious symbolism!
Whose?
The Time Lords! That, my dear, poor... sniveling Kraslis is a matrix construct of a pyramid. A great pyramid.
And what's it for?
Push the bed against the wall.
What?
I'm too weak. Or at least this place has convinced me I am. Push it, man. Push it. Smash it through. Keep going. Keep doing it. Smash it through. Smash it. That's it. That's it. We're breaking through. We made it! We're on the side of the pyramid!
How are you feeling?
Better! Yes! Better! Here, help me out of bed.
And now what?
We climb to the top.
It's
It's a long way up.
Longest. We must do it. We can do it. Come on.
Is that it?
Let's see. Yes! That's it. Oh, the Time Lords and their symbolism.
It looks like a pebble.
A pebble to create ripples in the water. Now, Graslus, this is where the rest of your toolkit will come in handy. Still got it?
Of course!
The force field around this thing, I want you to check if it's still fully functioning and hasn't been tampered with.
Tampered with?
In any way at all.
No.
No? What? You mean you refuse?
No. I mean that it has not been tampered with in any way. But...
It certainly is about to be tampered with.
You are...
We are utterly destroyed, I know. Except that the infernal toxicant was actually a restorative for the temporarily deadly venom I'd injected myself with. Oh, my dear Narvin, you're such a dullard.
Madam Priscilla. Oh, of course. Yes, of course.
You'd better sit down.
Thank you. How long have I been gone?
I'm sure it feels like a lifetime.
Yeah, it does. Am I more?
About 3 minutes.
3 minutes? So that's how we stop people getting hold of the antigenesis codes.
Antigenesis? But is that what you went in there to get?
No. I had reason to believe that the Master had been planning to steal them. So I wasted no time in checking their security.
And?
I was tricked.
Tricked? Who tricked you? Narvin, who?
The Master.
But you assured me he was dead.
No. No, he's not dead. And now, he has them.
The antigenesis codes?
Yes. So we know where he's gone, don't we?
Stay where you are!
I'm staying.
Keep him covered!
What would you like me to do now?
Shut up!
Yeah, of course. Shutting up now.
Everybody down!
It's had nothing like the horrors of war to get the heart pumping.
Gas!
Oh, dear.
Get him inside! Now!
Coming round. Samuel, people keep their weapons aimed at the Castellan. The last time I encountered her, she was dangerous.
If she's dangerous, she'll be of no use to us.
Madam President, that's precisely why she's going to be of use to us.
You!
You remember.
I remember you condemning me to death.
Well, you had broken the law.
How long have I been asleep?
Oh, A very long time, that's for sure.
So, why have you woken me up?
I don't believe you've met the president, have you?
Well, no.
Acting Coordinator Narvin says you're dangerous. Is that true, Lemarius?
Sounds like a heavy bombardment going on up there.
Keep quiet.
Taking me for interrogation, are you?
And if you don't shut your mouth...
You'll what, kill me? And present a dead body for interrogation?
What?
I imagine your superiors wouldn't be very happy with that. No, I think I'll just carry on talking. But don't worry, I'm not going to try to escape.
Well, good.
Because there's really no need.
Oh, yeah. Why not?
Since you ask, because of the anti-genesis codes.
The what?
Yes, I stole them from Gallifrey, you know.
What the hell are you talking about?
Nothing that'll concern you.
Oh, you'll talk soon enough when you're interrogated by special unit.
But I won't be.
What makes you so sure?
Well, those anti-genesis codes I was talking about.
I tell you what, you just go on talking and I'll forget to listen to you.
Yeah, you might as well.
Really?
Yes. You won't remember any of it anyway.
Won't remember? Why not?
Because you're going to be dead in a few seconds' time.
I wouldn't be too sure about that, mate.
Oh, I am, you know. It's those anti-genesis codes, you see. They allow a foolproof path right to the correct point in history.
Foolproof path? What the heck?
Seriously, don't worry. Everything's going to be absolutely fine. For me, that is.
Your crimes can never be forgiven nor forgotten, Lemarius.
I committed no crime. Tell me you wouldn't have done the same in my circumstances. Go on, tell me.
Gallifrey, indeed the whole of creation, has a use for you.
What sort of use?
You are a highly trained officer, skilled in all forms of warfare. Your service record speaks for itself.
And yet you had me sentenced to death.
There are some actions that cannot be excused.
Until now?
Until now.
If you agree to the proposal about to be put to you, then your sentence of death will be erased from the record. You will be free.
And my family?
Your family are casualties of war. That is an immutable fact.
In a time war? Do you know how ridiculous you sound?
If you refuse to cooperate, I will personally see to it that your original dematerialization sentence is carried out immediately and that your existence is erased from the timeline. You will never have existed. The choice is yours.
What happened?
Well, it's hardly surprising, I'm afraid. You died, like so many others in war.
I died? But...
Apologies, I got my tenses mixed up for a moment there. Yeah, but I'm sorry to say, it's a bit of an inevitability, yes.
But you... There's not a scratch on you.
Oh. The anti-genesis codes, I did tell you. Now then, if I can just take that identity tag and security pass... There's a bit of fire damage to the picture. Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Please. Help.
Off you go.
Right then, to the bunker.
Best foot forward.
You people sicken me!
Have a a care, Lamarius. If you smash your way out of there, you'll be shot dead.
Interesting how much braver you appear with an armed guard to back you up.
Well, why don't you just face it? You're out of options.
For the sake of the integrity of the timelines, I can involve myself no more in this affair. Deal with this, Narvin, one way or another.
Seems you're out of options too, Narvin.
Except that I get to live. Although none of us will live for very long if you don't help us.
Halt! And identify!
Hello! At last! I've been walking for miles, you see. And my shuttle train was destroyed. Everyone was killed. Oh, it was most distressing. Where am I?
This is a restricted area.
Is it the bunker, by any chance?
So you know where you are, then?
What a bit of luck! Oh, don't worry, I have a security pass. And I've got it here somewhere. There we are. Bit singed, I'm afraid.
It has the right security rating, but the photo...
Yes, I know. Sorry about that.
And the name. I can't see what your name is.
I'm here to see my nephew. He's one of the scientists working in the bunker. He's one of the lower ranks at the moment, but we expect great things of him one day.
Yes. But I'm afraid I'm going to have your name. Then I can call through to the security records office and check.
Oh, no need for that, old chap.
I'm afraid there is a need for it. So, if you just tell me your name...
Yeah, my name? Why, that's easy. I am the Master.
The Master?
Yes, I am the Master.
The Master. Yes.
Yes.
Why should I care about whether you or the rest of the Time Lords survive?
You did understand the President's threat, didn't you? I think you did. Remember, I saw how angry you were when we stopped your attempt to rewrite time and bring your wife and daughter back to life. But at least they lived. At least those moments of joy happened. But if you don't do as we ask, all of that will be erased. Your daughter will never have existed.
The President wouldn't dare do that. She wouldn't risk undoing what I've done for the war effort. I fought too hard, too well.
Ah, you think you're remarkable, I see. Interesting. Granted, you're a remarkable soldier, but do you seriously believe there aren't countless other soldiers who could have carried out your duties just as well, if not better, if you had never existed?
You're asking me to believe the President would condone that.
President? What President? I see no President. It's just you and me. And a bunch of guards who have been sworn to secrecy. So?
What do you want me to do?
Your mission is to travel back in time to retrieve the anti-Genesis codes.
The what?
If you'll just wait here, sir?
Yeah, of course. That lovely view, right across the wastelands. Perfect.
I'll have your nephew sent along as soon as possible.
No hurry. I have all the time in the universe. More or less.
Even in the insanity and the savagery of the Time Wars, there is one accord that both the Daleks and Time Lords have tacitly agreed to.
The Daleks?
An unwritten rule that neither side tries to negate the other's existence. Our one attempt to do this was, after all, what ultimately led to the Time Wars in the first place. And so, Both we and the Daleks know that further attempts by either side would escalate into a frenzy of tit-for-tat time excursions that would inevitably lead to the destruction of the universe.
It must be some form of shelf, Muntin. And this room is constructed right under the shelf. Interesting. And there it is, war-torn Scarrow, laid out before us.
Are you waiting for me?
Ah, Davros, my boy! There you are!
You've heard of the Master?
The Master? Yes, but...
And Davros?
The creator of the Daleks.
Do I know you?
Oh, my dear boy, you were but a babe in arms when I last saw you.
The Master is about to interfere with history, catastrophically.
So, who are you?
I am your uncle.
It will mean that the sacrifices we've all made for so long will be rendered quite meaningless. While the Master pursues whatever selfish goals he intends, the loss you have suffered will be meaningless. Your family will have died for nothing.
They did die for nothing.
You must go back in time.
Uncle, but why are you here?
I bring great news.
You must go back to Scarra and kill the Master.
What great news?
Your future achievements, of course.
Future? I don't understand. What are you doing? What's that you keep looking at?
Oh, just a primitive chronometer, a watch. Just checking the time.
Why are you checking the time?
Because I'm waiting for a precise moment.
Look, I'm very busy, and I'm not sure you actually are.
Just imagine what might happen if a shell were to hit this area while you were working in your secure laboratory. Would it be fatal? No. More likely, you'd be horribly scarred, unable to move without the assistance of technology, without the use of some form of travel machine.
Travel machine?
Yes, I see. The ideas are already forming in your head. You are to achieve great things, my boy. Or rather, you were.
What do you mean?
Because you're not in your secure laboratory, are you? You're here, in the one weak spot of the bunker, this little observation room, with such a lovely view of Scarrow's devastation.
All historical briefing information will be uploaded to your battle TARDIS. If you agree to the mission, you'll leave immediately. Well?
I agree.
Release her. I'll escort you to your pre-programmed battle TARDIS.
Pre-programmed?
Just in case you attempted to adjust the parameters of your mission, if you take my meaning.
So you want me to do this, but you still don't trust me?
The mission is fully deniable. You're on your own. But we do require you to keep in touch with us by direct space-time link.
You want a running commentary?
Follow me!
How will I find the Master?
You'll track him through his Archeron energy.
Oh, dear, dear.
Sir! Are you all right?
Mm? Oh, yes.
It was a direct hit, straight through the observation port.
Yes, I know.
Where's your nephew?
Davros? I'm afraid he didn't stand a chance. He's dead.
This is Lamarius. Materialization successful. I'm on Skaro. Detecting the Master's Archon energy. Not that far away. Right.
Thank you. Thank you. Most kind.
You know, it's a miracle you survived that.
Yes. The first of many miracles, I hope.
The first of... What do you mean?
The first of many.
You have been listening to The War Master, Antigenesis, From the Flames by Nicholas Briggs. The Master was played by Derek Jacobi. Narvin, Sean Carlson. Livia, Pippa Bennett-Warner. Kraslis, Gavin Swift. Lamarius, Franchi Webb. Insloy, Jordan Renzo. Prosecutor, Daniel Brocklebank. Castellan, Zara Abrahams. Khalid Commander, Vikash Bai. Khalid Guard, Christopher Harper. And Davros, Ben Crystal. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The script editor, producer and director was Scott Hancock. And executive producers, Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.